Not a song I hate. Happy birthday to you. You know this song? I always thought, who was the brilliant person wrote the lyrics to Happy Birthday to You? Maybe same guy wrote 100 bottles of beer on the wall. And you know, Happy Birthday to You, you think it's a short song until it's your birthday. Then it seems to last forever. And you don't know where to look. You know, you just sit there now. Is it anybody's birthday? It is yours. What's your name?
Lori.
Lori. Well, Lori, we're not going to embarrass you, you know, and sing it to you, but you know how it goes, right? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lori. Happy birthday to you. I know all the words. I know them all. I got this idea for like a short version of Happy Birthday to You. It would go, Happy Birthday to You, Happy Birthday dear Lori, Happy Birthday to You. I know it only cuts out 6-7 seconds, but over a period of a lifetime, we're talking 6-7 minutes, you know, so next time somebody's a birthday, you know, do the short version. Did you have a cake? Not yet, you gonna? And you don't know, I think yes, she says yes, your friend, and then nicer. And the candles and everything. I think most people hate that. You know? I think the only people like candles on the cake is little kids. And they hardly get any. It's like it's not fair. Poor kid, 4 years old, you know, 4 lousy candles, you know. I went to this birthday party recently. It was about 2 months ago. Man's name is Cardinal Dario Fungi. 111 years old. He's the oldest living cardinal, the oldest living man in Europe now, Cardinal Fungi. They bring out this birthday cake, right? 111 candles. I says, this is it. You know, this is going to kill a man, you know. Gotta see this, you know. But he did it. He did it. He blew them all out. And I think the reason was because he was so excited. It was like a surprise birthday party. We flew his mother in from Naples. Little woman. She looked like E.T. You remember wearing the dress-up E.T., you know, the dress in that? If they put a black dress on E.T., you would have Mrs. Fungi in person. What was amazing to me, she looked more like his sister than his mother. And I think they said she's like 130 years old. He's 111. And when you think about it, you know, the difference between somebody like 30 years old and somebody 11 years old, pretty great. But between 130 and 111, you could hardly tell. That shows like there's hope for all of us to know once we're past 100 years old, we're not going to age too much. The two of them, they look like beef jerky. They could be the beef jerky twins, you know, like Doubleman twins, you know, but they could go bar to bar, you know, selling beef jerky and that. I got this idea about insurance. You know how it works? Life insurance? It's all based on how old you are and how much longer you have to go. And right now, they got these statistics, right? They got it all worked out. Man lives to be like 74.2 on the average. Woman, 78. And I got this idea. Say a little girl, 1 year old. Instead of having one lousy candle on the cake, what you do is you have 77 candles on the cake. See, because this is how much longer she has to go. Then every year, you have one less. You see what this does? It gives all of us a goal. to clean the cake. And then when the cake is clean, this means like you've beat the insurance companies. Like you won. You beat them. And then instead of calling people like senior citizens, you call them the clean cake people. They go into their bonus years, their clean cake years, and everybody should give them a free cake. Is Reagan a clean cake person? He's close. He's close to it, I think. He's like a 73, something like that. But his neck. His neck looks like he's in his 90s. I was wondering, what's going on here? You know, how could this be and that? Some people say it's because plastic surgery. Maybe a plastic surgery. What happened? They pull all the skin back. You know, it all settles down in the neck area. But what I think it was that the neck was born first. Right. I think that's how it was born, you know. I could see his poor father at the hospital. He says, Doc, you know, boy or girl. And doctor says, I don't know how to tell you this exactly, Mr. Reagan, but it's a neck. Your wife just gave birth to 7 pounds, 2 ounces neck. I could see the poor guy at the cigar store, you know. He says, you got any it's a neck cigars? Guy says, I'll look. I don't think so. I'll take a look. Anyway, that neck must have had buds on it. Because he did pop out of it. Eventually, he did. He became a little boy. Then, you know, college became school here. Football star. Then he became a radio announcer. Then what? First a movie star then, right? Then governor of California. Then president of the United States of America. Who knows what next? Kind of scary. Maybe Pope. So I would Gipper one. Pope Gipper. I seen him on the TV. It was about a couple of weeks ago. He was coming in, I think, from Camp David by helicopter with his wife. You know, they landed in the lawn of the White House. He got off of the helicopter. His neck was flapping in the wind. Every once in a while, you could see his tie. You know, but there it is. Oh, there it is again. There it is. Man must have to do a headstand to tie his tie.